1, 2, 3. I prayed about it and realized it's that easy to leave. No, it's not guaranteed that they'll stay.
Tuning in to yet another episode of Faith and Fashion Sit Down with Style and Grace. It's your boy Dellen Walker, CEO and founder of Style and Grace LLC. Guys, I just want to thank you all for the overwhelming support with the new line. You all have been amazing. I just want to start off by saying that first. And I'm very, very excited about everything in my life that's going on. I have so much in store for you all, and I hope and pray that everybody that is listening has went on to www.styleandgracellc.com and ordered new merch. Guys, I just really appreciate the overwhelming love and support with it. I am working with a very dope person right now getting ready to go into a line of collaboration, and I cannot wait till you see that. But yeah, guys, just thank you all for supporting that, and it really means the world to me. Now, guys, that intro song that you all heard was by none other than a good friend of mine and sister. Her name is Shamara Tumblin, and the song is called Moving On, guys. And later on, hopefully, we'll be chatting with her to talk about that single, guys, and it's available on all digital outlets, including Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. Go ahead and stream it on YouTube, guys. It's an amazing song, and I hope that the words stuck with you and pierced you in just all of the right sides. So, guys, the title of this podcast today is going to be about moving on. I don't know about you all, but lately I've been faced with some situations that I've had to personally move on from. I don't know about you that's listening today, but I had to move on from some stuff. I had to move on from my attitude. I had to move on from my ego. I had to move on from some friends that didn't mean me no good, some relationships, some strongholds, guys. It's so many things that I've had to move on from. So, guys, I'm super, super, super duper excited about today's sit down conversation with you all. So, guys, I was gonna kind of wait to bring her in, but you know what? Let's hop right into it. Shamara, how are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for accepting my invitation, y'all. I was super excited when I figured out that she was releasing a new single. I was like, oh my God, let me go ahead and make sure I purchase it on iTunes and shout out my sis. And guys, she is such a talented voice. Like, if you all have not heard her, you all will not be disappointed. One of the things by you that I often listen to, I go on YouTube and listen to it because you just released that version on YouTube, and it's by It's a Long Time Coming by, what's his name?
Oh, I think it's Sam Cooke.
Sam Cooke, yes. Do you know A Change Gonna Come? I'm sorry, y'all, but I listen to that song like all the time.
Really?
Yes, like I go on your YouTube channel just to listen to that version.
I appreciate it.
Yes, because it's so amazing. Like, really, when you hit that, it's been too hard living. Like, I don't know how to hit it like you, but girl, you did so amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes, so Shamara, what is new in Shamara's life, and how have Shamara been?
Shamara, me, I've graduated.
Yes, so congratulations.
I am looking forward to the next steps in my life. You know, working, jobs right now, but looking forward to, like, doing my own thing, kind of. I don't want to say branding myself, but in a way.
Right.
Definitely working on music. I'm working on an EP, too. Mm. Finally, I'm excited about that.
Congratulations. You heard it here first on Faith and Fashion, Sit Down with Style and Grace.
Yes. So I'm working on that, and it's funny because God actually gave me these songs when I was 14.
Mm.
So it's great to be able to actually, like, get into actually sending them off into the world.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm super excited about that. And yeah, just trusting God. I don't really know what he really wants me to do,
mm-hmm.
but I know whatever it is, it's going to be blessed because he's going to be behind it for sure. So,
yes. Yeah. And whatever he does, he's going to cause you to move on to bigger and better.
Amen.
Right? So guys, just to get to know Shamara, Shamara, could you give us like a brief bio, of you and your career when you started singing, and maybe who was the person that inspired Shamara to do what she actually does?
For sure. So I'm Shamara Tumbling, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that I really got into singing. I liked singing always,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't always good at singing.
Mm. Really?
Not at all.
Oh my God, since I remember you, you can blow.
if you ask my immediate family,
right.
they will tell you.
Okay.
Like, it was really bad.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, God was just like, I'm gonna just let you be able to sing when I was 10.
Wow.
And that actually happened. So when I was 3, let's start from when I was 3.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 3, my grandpa, whose name is Robert Madison, he's a musician as well. But he was playing in my dad's studio in the basement. And my dad was always rapping. My mom was always singing. Like, they were like... the low-key Beyonce.
Oh, yes, yeah. Cookie and Lucius.
Right. My grandpa was down there, and he couldn't figure out a note that he had sung
right.
for his song. He was like, what is that note? And I sung it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 3.
Wow.
So he was like, wow, okay. Like, she can sing or whatever. But then they found out, as years went on, I was not able to sing
right.
until 10 years old. Mm. And the song was Yesterday by Mary Mary.
Wow.
I was singing it, and my mom was like, sing that again. And then I sung it again. She just, the Holy Spirit just fell on her.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, I'm just standing there like, oh, I was just singing.
Right, right.
But yeah, after that, I was just like, I want to sing everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And I just started, I sung at the school talent show.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got to age 14, I started really trying to use my dad's studio.
Mm.
So he led me down there. He taught me everything. And I just started making music. I started writing songs. And literally God just was downloading it in me. My mom was helping me sing because she's a great singer, so
mm-hmm.
she's helping me, you know, with my dynamics and all that, and yeah.
Wow. So who was, like, some of your biggest inspirations musically or from the industry that kind of inspired you as well?
For sure. I would say, I'm an old soul, definitely Stevie Wonder.
Oh, good one.
Absolutely Stevie Wonder. That would be my first and foremost. As far as the others, well, Michael Jackson is my favorite artist. I'm going to add that in there.
Okay, okay.
I'm going to add that in there.
I think that's everybody, though.
That's facts.
Yeah.
But Stevie Wonder, for sure. I would say Music Soul Child, for sure.
Yeah.
Jessica Reedy.
Yes,
love
I
Jessica
love Jessica,
Reedy.
Yes.
Jonathan McReynolds.
Mm.
Love Jonathan McReynolds and The Walls Group, for sure.
Wow. Amazing.
But that's just a few. I have so many.
Right. That's how I be too. Like, the list can always go on and on because there's so many great singers. Now, Shamara, what I want to hop into, what inspired this? Is this going to be a lead single for your EP, or is this like just for promotion?
This is promotional. Yeah,
okay.
I just wanted to let out another song.
Okay, awesome. So what inspired Move On? Because when I listen to it,
mm-hmm.
like, the vibe, first of all, let's talk about vibe. Like, guys, if you know Shamara, the way the single sounds, that's like her mood always.
Oh, thank you.
So, like, for me, the vibe was just super chill, super laid back. And when I listened to the song, like, it put me in a happy place. You know what I'm saying? Praise God. It did. Like, you know, because, of course, all music kind of carries a spirit to it. Mm-hmm. And it just gave me such, like, a joyous spirit within the inside. Amen. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what, God? I can move on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a deep worship song. Mm-hmm. And it ain't like a super upbeat praise song. It's just like what you need to give you that extra boost. And it's like, okay, I'm moving on. So I'm very excited to know, like, what was the push behind that song and what inspired it.
Yeah, for sure. So I wrote Move On my sophomore year of college. And God literally just downloaded the lyrics into my spirit. He usually does that. So it was nothing new, but I would say this was one of the easiest writing sessions I've ever had.
Really?
And at that moment, it was funny because I was laying in my bed and kind of sad because I was thinking about all the things in my life that was holding me back. Right. Sophomore year was really my year of trying to, like, really find who is Shamara? Like, what is Shamara's purpose? And I was thinking about all the things that held me back as far as, like, even friendships, thoughts towards myself, things I let get to me, just, like, multiple things that didn't have to weigh me down. And as I was thinking about that, God was just like, get up. So I got up, and I walked to my desk, put out my paper and my pen, and I just was writing everything he had been telling me. Just, like, he just downloaded all the lyrics, even the three-part harmonies, like, all of that. It just all came together. And it was so weird how it happened, but I was so happy. Like, I have a song. I wrote another song.
Yeah.
And it was all God. It literally was all God. So, yeah, definitely. I would say Move On was kind of God's message to me at first. He was telling me, it's all right. Move on, you know? But then eventually, you know, my gospel choir director, Nate Glasper, he got me connected with Gabe Carter. He's the one who produced it. So all I had to do was send a voice memo to him. This man's so talented that he sent me within a couple of days the instrumental.
Really?
And we just built from there. Like, kept working on it, kept tweaking it. But yeah, then God blessed me with wonderful people in my life who were willing to do the background. But yeah, it just all came together. And I'm so glad that people are touched by it and people feel inspired to move on. Like you said, it's not super, super deep.
Right.
And I don't ever want to give people the impression that the song's just like, it's so easy to move on. Because moving on is so much easier said than done. But it just serves as an encouragement to do so.
Yeah.
Letting you know that it's possible.
And it's most definitely, I like how you said that as God was downloading the lyrics into you, you just got up and went to go do what he was instructing you to do. And guys, sometimes that's super important. Like, when God is giving you that push and that extra just tap to, like, say, hey, go and do what you need to do. That's basically what moving on is all about. Like, not staying in the same place that you were, because you said you were in bed and you were thinking about, like, God, who is Shamara? What does Shamara want out of life? And when God spoke to you and he began to tell you what the plans that he has towards you, you were able to move on. And I think that speaks to so many people that may be just stuck in the same place, that is kind of waiting on God to minister to them and tell them what it is that they need to do. Mm-hmm. So guys, if you are listening out there, don't stay where you at. Get up, go to that desk and figure out what it is that you need to do so you can move on. Now, Shamara, have you already been working on the new EP?
Yes.
Any features?
honestly, that's something I need to work out. I have the demos and everything, and I'm working with the same guy always. That's my roadie.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always going to work with him. But yeah, I have the demo so far, and I'm trying to figure out everything else.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it all comes together.
Yeah, well, that's going to be super, super, super dope. Now, Shamara, into some fun questions. As you all know, we have been off of quarantine with lockdown for how long?
A long time.
We've been off of lockdown for a while now. Shamara, what are three things that Shamara learned, or three things that you didn't know you had in you that you found out during the lockdown?
That is a fantastic question.
It can be anything. Like, maybe you learn how to cook.
Actually, I'm glad you said that, because I did. I did learn how to cook some things.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to switch up the diet a little bit. I'm trying to be a little bit healthier.
You the second. Listen,
Yeah, I learned how to cook cauliflower wings, like buffalo.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That sounds so good. See, and we don't need no chicken right now.
Yeah, some chow mein. Learn how to make that. You know, it's very Americanized, but right. I learned how to make it. Yeah, anyways, cooking, for sure. Cooking, I've awesome. Definitely gotten into that. I would say, you said three things, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I would say I've always known myself to love creativity.
Right.
But I feel like God really was like pushing me into my creativity bag during this lockdown.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say that. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that counts. But, yeah, and the third thing, you got me thinking. I would say, I guess, can I say something I learned about myself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
God really just was speaking to me a lot through this, through the lockdown. But that I'm stronger than I think.
Okay.
That's so, a good one, yeah, actually. Because a lot of strength has had to come from me in that lockdown, because I just, certain points I was feeling down, certain points I felt like I couldn't do certain things, but God was just like, no, I've equipped you.
Mm-hmm.
And that has allowed me to continue to, you know, encourage other people.
Yeah.
Like, we're much stronger than we think we are, because we have God on our side.
So, right. Yeah. And I think a lot of people, it's so many people that have not bounced back from the lockdown, like, it's, oh my God, so many people. So, yeah. I totally understand, because me, I'm a social butterfly.
Okay.
So, I do not like being at the house. I do not like being bored. But with that lockdown now, far as I am concerned, it's taught me to enjoy my personal time. Like, it's taught me to enjoy myself. Like, I think I go out to eat by myself more than I ever have. Like, I used to be the type, I will always feel like I needed somebody, like, right there next to me 24/7. But now I'm just the type of person, like, I feel like I can go anywhere by myself. Like, I don't, I guess I'm to the point where it's like, I know I don't need nobody there 24/7. So,
yeah.
Those are some really amazing, inspiring things that you learned about yourself. Mm-hmm. I've always knew how to cook, but I think I've cooked even more, and I saved a lot of money.
Amen.
Yeah, because now I'm back to eating out like every other day due to my schedule. So those are some good points. Y'all need to get back in y'all house and cook, okay? So, Shamara, in 5 years, where does Shamara see herself, far as a artist standpoint?
Yeah.
And just maybe an all-around woman. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah, great question. I honestly see myself traveling and ministering. That's something I've always wanted to do. It's always been in my heart to do. So I just see myself continuing to do music.
Yeah.
And traveling the world and sharing that music with people, maybe speaking. I definitely see myself owning some type of faith organization, something obviously Christian, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I feel like God has put that in my heart since my freshman year of college. So I don't know how he's going to do it, but he's going to do it.
Yes, he will.
Yeah. Yeah. That's all I see for now.
That's amazing. Like, yeah. I think it's so good. The Bible tells us without a vision, my people will perish. Absolutely. So the fact that you already have that outlined and mapped, I think is so many people that are going to listen to this and say, you know what, maybe it's time that I start looking to do something different and start seeing where my future is headed. Because sometimes I think us as human beings, what I'm learning more and more about people is that we just go with emotion sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we kind of go with things as they are. You know, we don't really take time to say, you know what, this is exactly where I want to see myself. And I think a lot of that is out of fear and just scaresome, feeling like, you know, maybe I won't accomplish that. Like,
yeah.
I talk to so many people that always tell me, like, even with, like, the New Year's resolution thing, so many people are like, I don't make New Year's resolution because nothing ever works the way I did it. And I think that oftentimes scares people to plan ahead. But, guys, it's very important to have a plan. You know, it's very important to have a vision because sometimes you have to see it before you see it. Like I tell you all the time on this show. Now, Shamar, if you could collaborate with, let's say, I'm going to make it hard for you.
Question.
Two artists.
Ooh.
In the whole world, whether secular or gospel.
In the entire world?
In the entire world.
Wow.
You ain't got to say me first.
Okay. I mean, that's understood.
If you could collaborate with two artists in the entire world, who would it be? You can even have the choice to say, Jesus, bring this person back so I can work with them.
Oh, my gosh.
So who would it be? Only two.
As far as collaborating, man, that's going to take some thought. But, I mean, the first person that always comes to my head is Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Like,
that would be dope. Yes.
I'm telling you, like, I'll be praying in my room, like, Lord, just let me meet him.
Right.
Just let me meet the genius.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, for sure, that's one of them.
Let's do somebody from gospel.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
Ooh, I can see you and Jonathan McReynolds making a dope song.
Jonathan McReynolds. I was going to say that. Because I like his view.
Uh-huh.
And I like the fact that he, when he writes music, it's meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
And he has, you know, some, you know, bop songs. You know, some just easy listening. But I like songs that make you really think.
Mm-hmm,
and he does that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he would be a great person to collaborate with.
I think that would be dope. And both of those would be super dope features. I love Jonathan McReynolds. Like you said, he makes music that is very meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, every song of his, like, really his new EP.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
People,
amazing.
Listen.
Yes.
Like, of course, we all love people, but one of my favorite songs off that EP, my favorite song is Situation. Like,
oh my gosh, that's a good one.
So, I don't think people understand, like, how powerful that song is. Like,
when you really listen to it?
When you really, really listen to it.
Man.
So, on my first episode of this season of my podcast, Sham, I had talked about me overcoming COVID or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, I had recorded that first episode while I had it. Or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. So, when I had it, when I was diagnosed at the time, he released that EP in the same week.
Wow.
And when I heard Situation, it ministered to me like something serious. Like, the lyrics, when he says, I'm not just asking for an outcome or asking for results. I'm not asking you to do exactly what I want. I'm not asking you that you do it, and I'm not asking that you don't.
I'm just inviting you
into my situation.
Yes.
And
oh,
that
goodness.
Song, like, when I heard it, it ministered to me so much because I'm going to tell y'all something. Like, can you imagine getting a call, first of all, saying that you got any form of illness that could possibly kill you, and then you ask them, okay, what are the steps that I need to take? And they tell you, well, we don't know, because at the time it had just broke out and they didn't really know what they were dealing with. And they still don't. And I asked, well, you know, what do I do? And the nurse just outright told me, like, hopefully you live through it. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So can you imagine being told that? You know what I'm saying? So even though I am a believer, and you know what I'm saying, it don't matter what faith-based belief you come from, we all know that God is a healer. But, like, I had kind of struggled with that in the beginning. Like, it was many times I was scared to go to sleep. So, that song, Situation, had really ministered to me. Like, I'm like, Jesus, I don't know what you're going to do, but I need you to step in
right.
and heal my body. And long story short, like, just my symptoms had left in 2 days or whatever. So, yeah, Jonathan McReynolds, ex-Shamar or ex-Shamar, Jonathan McReynolds would be so dope. Man. But do you know who you remind me of, who I would love to see you collaborate with, is Doe.
Oh my gosh, I love Doe.
Yes, like
Doe Jones.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh my amazing. Reach, like.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
I listened to that song in my bed when I was at school, yeah. Just bawling. Wow. Then I just sat up and just start praising him.
Yeah.
It was so deep.
Yes, like, man, I love Doe. So you like, I cannot wait until you all really get to know Shamara as an artist. I really feel like you all are going to be able to connect with her because she's such the everyday homegirl, but she connects with you on so many levels.
Thank
and
you.
I think that's one of the things that I've always loved and admired, you know, with you about. Me and Shamara grew up singing on the same praise team. And I mean, one of my favorite times that you sung, I don't know if you remember this, but it was you and Khadijah.
Oh, I love Khadijah.
And y'all
yeah.
sung Never Be the Same
yes.
by Shayna Wilson.
Yes.
Do you remember how I went in off that song?
I don't know
if you remember. Like, I rejoiced through that whole service.
Really?
Like, even the time you had did it with you and Audrey. Like,
oh, I remember that
too. It helped. It, like, does something to me every
mm-hmm.
time. So, guys, Shamara is just such an amazing artist. And not only that, her work ethic and her creativity, like, I don't think people understand with creatives. You know what I'm saying? Like, people like me and you, I don't think people understand how sometimes it can be challenging to create something.
Yes.
And still make sure it's a decent body of work or a body of work that people will be able to receive, whether it's through designing something or doing music. I don't think people really understands the everything that goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Like it's such a long process to create something good. And sometimes when we deliver it, people think it's so easy and it looks so simple.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? But in reality you like psh.
I gotta look pay this. I gotta make sure I get them together and it's just a lot to think about. Like
yeah.
that's why I wrote Move On. Sophomore year, and it's just not coming out
yeah.
because of the process.
It's a long process. But what I think with you, of course, we all know that you're not even at your peak yet. Like, when I listen to you and just listen to how you can captivate a room, like, it's so crazy that LaShawn was my last artist on the show because when he first heard you, like, he immediately was just so interested in who was that girl singing, like, I need to work with her, and I don't know where y'all, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Business relationship has gone since then, but guys, like, when y'all hear the single, just even the clip that y'all heard at the beginning of this show, guys, please go and download that, like,
please.
Let's go purchase it off iTunes. I purchased it, you know what
Thank
I'm saying?
You.
I'm actually gonna go in and delete it off my phone and purchase it again just
oh,
because.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Because what I really love to promote people
mm-hmm.
that I can see have longevity. Like,
mm.
I believe in investing and promoting people
yeah.
that I can see have a long career ahead of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm all about stuff like that. And the great thing I think about this show is that it gives people a platform for the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? To hear, because shout out to everybody that listens in Jamaica, in the UK, in Africa, just all these remote places, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
it gives you a chance for people to be able to hear what people over here feel and think, you know,
mm.
because their culture is so different from ours.
Yeah.
So, guys, please continue to support Shamara. Shamara, what is your social media handles?
So Instagram is Shamara. That's Shamara _ truly blessed with no spaces. And my Facebook page is Shamara Ane. So that's Shamara and then the next, is it? You know what? Let me look this up real
quick. That's fine. And guys, that's what I love about this show. We are doing stuff in real time. And you get to hear, like, everything that goes into it.
Oh, yes. I was right. Okay. 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 So, it is Shamara Anae. So, Shamara space A-N-N-A-E.
Awesome. Shamara Anae. Shamara, it was truly a honor and a privilege to have you, on this show. Like, me and Shamara have been friends for many, many years. We attend the same church. She comes from a long list of singers. Her brother is a singer. Her mom. Mm-hmm. I used to work with some of her aunties when I worked in hospitality. Mm-hmm. They can sing, like, you know, she just comes from such a long list. I absolutely love and adore your grandmother. Can you tell her I said hi when you see her? I love her.
She's gonna love that.
Oh my God, I adore her so much, but it was such a blessing. I hope that you all feel refreshed. Guys, what I want to leave you all with this week, I want you all to, I'm not going to call a fast because I'm nobody's pastor, but what I will say is I want you to pray about something, and if the Lord moves upon your heart to fast from it, I want you to do so as well. But I want you all to put something in your heart that you feel like you need to move on from. It's so funny that that's even the single, a promotional single to lead up into that EP, because this week, and it'll probably be next week when you all hear this, but this week, it's been so many things already that just through prayer and fasting, God has allowed me to move on from. Amen. You know what I'm saying? And the blessing about moving on isn't always bad. Right. Kiara Shearer said on her new album, Beautiful, she said, we need to see the beauty, the good, and goodbye. Mm-hmm. It's not always a bad thing. And sometimes moving on is saying goodbye to the old me, to the old man, to just those old things. And it's not even always those horrible things that are in our lives, but sometimes it's those small things. So guys, those of you that are listening on today, get something in your heart that you feel like you should move on from, and I want you to pray about it. And not only that, when you are done praying and done meditating, turn on Shamara and move on. It's available everywhere. Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify. Guys, purchase it, purchase it, purchase it. Don't stream it, but purchase it, guys. Let's just help build up Shamara and let's help promote her. So guys, if you have not already, you can go to www.styleandgracellc.com and click the link to my podcast in there. Also, shop merch. Guys, also follow me on Instagram at styleandgracellc18. God bless you all. I love you all. And I am ending with the song by yours truly. Well, not yours truly, but she's here today. You all know what I mean. Move On by none other than Shamara Tumblin. Love you all. God bless.
1, 2, 3 I prayed about it and realized it's that easy to leave. No, it's not guaranteed that they'll stay. Summer leaves, then fall appears, and then winter turns into spring. And as the say.